This is Bruce Garber, and this is Through Your Eyes. Welcome to the show. Can you tell me what you've seen through your eyes?
We got into a discussion about talking about sometimes high school or education can be like running on a treadmill. You know, it's going the distance. It's sometimes reviewing some of the things that you already know. However, it's important. So the discussion sort of evolved and how far can you run on a treadmill? And the goal came, and that's how the treadmill go the distance came about. Right. We could do a little training 12-hour run. Record was I think like 85 and a half miles. Yeah. But on the way, sort of Bruce, my manager at that particular time, was talking about, well, there is a 50 kilometer record and a 50, then a 100 kilometer record, and we thought that if we go out at a reasonable pace, I could tick those records off. Wow. And what was nice about that was that we got the kids involved in coordinating some of that, how we did that, nutrition, what pace did I have to accomplish during that event itself.
Right.
And they were huge supporters throughout the event. Yeah, that day was an extremely special day.
I've been asked numerous times, how does one prepare for such a long endurance run? And I think probably one of the toughest things to prepare for is psychologically, because you really have to be focused for such a long time. The project manager and I were probably the only two people that knew that there were four records that we were possibly going to be going for this particular day. Everybody else just thought that we were going to go for the 12-hour. However, I was feeling, fairly smooth and comfortable as we came upon the 50-kilometer record, which was at 3:44:48. And I think we broke that record by about a minute or 2 minutes.
New 50K world record.
Bruce was, taking care of me very, very well. What was important at that particular time, especially after the 50-kilometer record, was to make sure that I kept myself hydrated. For those people that don't know what 100 kilometer is, it's 62 miles of a long slog on a treadmill. It was a slog as well, getting to the 100 kilometers. Coming up to the 12-hour mark, which was surreal sort of experience. The crowd in the store were absolutely phenomenal. There must have been, in this small store, there must have been over 150 people. They were clapping, they were cheering. It was most motivational. It was absolutely fabulous. And, I could see people by the treadmill. The tears were in their eyes, and got me all choked, choked up as well. But what a fabulous, feeling from the crowd that I had and the students that were there to support me. It was, a tremendous feeling. And without the students, this would never have happened. And to them, I'd like to give them a good thank you, a fabulous thank you. And it was important for them to be to be there. And to all the students that ran opposite me on a treadmill supporting me through the through the event was a fabulous experience for me. It is about 3.5 marathons back to back that we completed. The last five miles, I think, were probably the hardest 5 miles I've ever run.
Thank you for sharing what you've seen through your eyes.